a professor and a researcher at Stanford University Civil and Environmental Engineering School. He's the lead author on the peer-reviewed study detailing a plan for New York State to get to 100% renewable energy by 2030. Please welcome Dr. Mark D. Jacobson.
There's no technical or economic reason we need to continue with oil, gas, or coal. We have an alternative to that, and that's as clean as wind, water, and sunlight, or what we call WWS. So we envision converting the entire energy infrastructure of New York State, but also other states in the United States, and in fact, the entire world, into an energy infrastructure driven by clean renewable energy and electricity and hydrogen, and for all purposes. And for all purposes, that's electricity, transportation, heating and cooling, and industrial processes. For New York State, there are several benefits of this. Not only would this create jobs, on the order of around 60,000 permanent jobs, according to the study that we recently put out. These are permanent jobs, but it also reduced air pollution mortality in New York State by about 4,000 people per year who prematurely die every year from air pollution. That translates into about $33 billion of costs to New York State, which is about 3% of the gross domestic product of the state. In addition, it would eliminate all global warming emissions from the state, which amounts to several billion dollars per year. And it would provide energy security and energy price stability. Just to give an example, we know from the statistics in the United States, the five states with the highest percent of wind, which in their electric power grid, which are Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wyoming, the average price of electricity in those states went up over the last decade, only 2 cents a kilowatt hour. All the other states, which had much lower penetrations, went up 3.6 cents. In fact, Hawaii, its cost of electricity went up 17 cents a kilowatt hour. A lot of that's due to natural gas mining and the higher price of doing that over time and transporting and using the fuel. Now, there are a lot of benefits in addition to job creation, improving revenue streams, reducing air pollution, and reducing climate impacts. Offshore wind in particular, which is part of this plan for New York. Offshore wind, in fact, a recent study we did found that large arrays of offshore wind turbines would dissipate hurricane intensity and storm surge by up to 70%. In addition to generating normal electric power for the East Coast of the U.S. So there are additional benefits that people have not been considering of renewable energy sources. In New York State, there's plenty of solar, there's plenty of wind, and there's also a little bit of geothermal and enough hydroelectric. And it turns out when you combine all these resources together, you can make a reliable electric power grid. So reliability has always been the issue with these renewables, but it turns out that it's actually reliable to combine these renewables together. All 99.99% of the time, you can have a reliable grid. And finally, so again, just to reiterate, there is no reason, there's no economic or technical reason for to continue with coal, gas, or oil. In the last year, 50% of all new electric power in the United States was wind and solar. Wind actually was dominant over natural gas as the largest new source of electric power in the U.S. last year. But we need 100% wind and solar and geothermal and some hydro, 100% of that every year to change the energy infrastructure for all purposes. And this could be done by 2030, at least 80 to 85% of it by 2030 and 100% by 2050. If we start now, but if we delay, it'll take too long, and we'll have a lot more consequences in terms of climate and air pollution. So the biggest obstacles, finally, are not technical or economic. They're really social and political. It is technologically and economically feasible to make this transition, but social and political obstacles remain. And so this is where you all come in. I think you ought to pressure your representatives to really look at the science, because the science has been done and it's available, and there is a way to make a change, but it really requires action by a lot of people. Thank you very much.